In page Lanetes, Shavuos Avreichem, the Rebbe is inviting us to his Shalshudas, giving us examples of how a person can use the Koyach of Siyur being Mitzayur and his Bainindus and so on, that can influence a person's entire Avedas Hashem. So on page Lanetes on the bottom, each person, the Rebbe is saying, I'm only giving an example of a way to begin at a Pesach. Obviously, each person has to be mitzayim adam according to his own matziv, where he's holding. A simple way of looking at things during that time of Shalosh Hudos is like this. Over Alecha HaShabbos, he says, the day of Shabbos is already coming to an end. Yom Kula Shel Kedusha, a day that was completely, completely filled with Kedusha. Min HaShemayim Kidshu Aischa. We know that the Inyan of Shabbos, is that there's in the Serusa de la Eila, all the Kedush of Shabbos, all the Eiris of Shabbos come from above to below. That's something that the whole Inyan of Shabbos, if you learn to see Siddur Shal Shabbos, the whole Sefer is meyused on this Inyan, especially the first part of the Sefer. But the Inyan of Shabbos is that all of the Eiris of Shabbos descend upon a person. So min HaShemayim Kidshu Aischa. And of course, the avoid of a person is to be Makadish himself and to do whatever he can to prepare himself to be able to receive the Kedusha HaElyona that descends upon oneself on Shabbos. You weren't busy with anything, with your business. You weren't going around spatzering. You weren't taking walks in the marketplaces, the streets. You weren't lightheaded, you weren't mekel reish. This is a Shabbos, he's talking about like a typical Shabbos that a guy would have in those days. There wasn't any kalas reish, there weren't any little tiulim on the streets. You sat, with Hashem, b'yachad im chaverecha, together with chaverim, asakta b'teira, Shabbos all day, you were learning Torah, u'b'siach shal kedusha v'chassidus, discussions of holiness and chassidus. Kibasta es atzmacha, mikol avak v'kesem sha'alu alecha b'chol ha'shavua. You cleansed yourself of any dust or any stain that had come upon you during the past week. And you were trying to reach your soul. And each hour of Shabbos, you felt yourself rising from one state to a higher state. From a higher, lower madrega to a higher madrega of Kedusha. So finally you arrived at Shalosh Hudos, which is of course the highest point of Shabbos, is Shalosh Hudos. Hay Shaita Devei Rava, the time of Rotzen, the time of great, great Rotzen, the highest time of Shabbos is Shalosh Hudos. Sudehi mi Shalosh Hudos. It's one of the three meals. Even though it's a meal of the three meals, but by the time you reach that matzav, by the time you reach Shalosh Hudos, you don't feel the hunger now for meat and for fish. All you feel now is the longing to search for the hidden God, for the Baruch Shalom who's concealed, for the Zabayim Yiziva, and to fill yourself, to instead of wanting to fill yourself with food, there's now the desire to fill yourself Miziva with the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoshev ato im chaverecha gam kem mevakshe p'nei Hashem. And you're sitting now with your chaverim who are also mevakshe p'nei Hashem, seeking Hashem. U'bachoshech atem yoshem. And you're sitting in the dark. And the Rebbe says over here, Minhage Yisrael Torahim. The Minhagim of the Jewish people are Torah. And this is the minhag, is to sit, shall suit us in the dark. Minhage Yisrael Torahim. Kimas imim heim el pula saguf, lamatzav hanefesh ba'is ha'shah. The Minhagim of the Jewish people have a way of coordinating all of the things that we do with our body, all the things that are happening in the physical world, with what the matzev hanefesh, with what the soul is supposed to be experiencing at that time. All the minhagim that we have. The Rebbe saying here is a very, very special thing. There's so many minhagim, we don't really, you can look into the swarm to see why this minhag, why that minhag, all these tiny little, these millions of tiny little things that we do. The minhagim that we have, the tzaddikim said that in many ways the ikka kedusha, the main kedusha of a Jew, is going to depend upon, obviously he keeps halacha, but it's going to depend upon his care in observing all the minhagim of Klai, so all the minhagim of that community, all the minhagim of his family, to keep all the minhagim, because the minhagim have the ability to coordinate all the pu'ula saguf, the activities of the body, with the matzev hanefesh, with the state of the soul at that time. So we have all these minhagim to do that, to coordinate things. We don't understand how that works necessarily. We don't know what's happening, and why is it that minhag is so important. But that minhag is minaheg, is directing the body to conform to the needs of the neshama at that time. And there are different minhagim, different edes, different groups, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, and among the Ashkenazim and among the Sfaradim. There are different minhagim, because the different, even though of course in the Sherish everybody is one, but depending upon where each person comes from, there are different hanhagas that are necessary to bring about this balance between the body and soul. Ki is chayshach v'is chayshach. There's darkness and there's darkness. What does that mean? He says, is chayshach v'is chayshach. It's l'Hashem Shbarach kosov yoshes chayshach sisrei. Because there's darkness that's experienced in this world, darkness of human beings, and there's the darkness in which Hashem dwells. And that darkness in which Hashem dwells is Or Amitihu. It's the truest light. That's Or Amitihu. The Choshech Hu Lefi Hasagoseinu Hapshuta Hasagos Eilom Hazeh. Choshech, according to our own Hasagis, our simple Hasagis, the darkness that a person is in this world, shein ha'ilu manoshe masigim es ayri es baruch harav. When the world can't be masig the light of Hashem, because the light of Hashem is so great, batal ha'ilu m'mloy l'fanav es baruch. In other words, the same way that we see, and it's not just a melitza, we see that a person who's blind is called in Chazal Sagi Nahar, Ski Nahar, which means there's much light. The Choshech, when we speak about Is Choshech v'Is Choshech, the darkness that surrounds Hashem, it's not the darkness that we're familiar with. The darkness of not being able to see something. It means that there's so much light. There's an Or Amitihu. There's so much light that it's something which we can't be masig. And our inability to be masig, our inability to comprehend, to understand, to see something in all of its depth and all of its beauty, that's choshech, that's called darkness. But not for lack of light, not for lack of beauty, but because it's so much, there's so much light that for all practical purposes, it's, as far as we're concerned, it's dark. It's a bit la'olam.
It's more of a tzimtzum.
There's a bit, it's a meaning that the same way that a person could say, even in English, that I'm in the dark or I'm in darkness, it could be that it means that the situation is so lichtig, is so bright, that the person can't lift his eyes up, he can't open his eyes, he can't see, because it's that lichtig. But the way that we experience it, the way that we experience it, because of our limited hasagas, is experienced because of darkness. It's experienced as darkness, kel mistate. So, in that situation, he says, kevin shezeh me'eis le'eis sholem, shach mishrachik min olam hazeh, because it's been a complete me'eis le'eis, it's been a complete 24 hours and more, that you have been misrachik min olam hazeh, that throughout the entire Shabbos, you are distancing yourself, you are becoming distant, you are becoming removed min olam hazeh, from this world. U'miskarev ata psia acha psia, and you're getting closer. Step after step, you've been getting closer. Al-Bechinas Hai Shaita Deveiraiva. You're approaching, you're getting closer and closer to that hour, to that time of Ratzin, which is Shalashud. It's Ratzin Ha'elyon, the highest Ratzin. V'maychacha u'belibcha, af b'chushe duvcha. Because of that, by the time you get to Shalashud, and you're coming to a higher Hasagis, then v'maychacha u'belibcha, af b'chushe duvcha. You're coming to this, you're approaching this highest level, the highest Ratzon. So in your mind and in your heart, and even your physical senses, Mukhach Gam Gufcha Kippepoyel, Mamish Lo Sheves Bechoshech. In other words, the more that a person understands, the more that a person perceives, the more he realizes, the more he's able to experience the Kel Nestate, the Shafer Chevyein, the Choshech of the East Choshech, the higher Choshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, as one approaches the time of the highest Ratzon, the person sits in darkness. Muchach gam gufcha bepoil mamish l'shavas v'chayshach. Gam libcha v'gam einecha lo yirun kvar oilam. So that your heart and your eyes can't see this world anymore. Throughout Shabbos, one was getting closer to Hashem Yisbarach and pulling further away from the world. So that by the time it gets to Shalashudas, Gam Libcha v'gam einecha lo yirun kvar oilam. Your heart and your eyes no longer see the world. V'divrei ha'olam l'fneihem, no longer see the things of this world. Hashem mistata b'choshech. Hashem mistata b'choshech. Now Hashem is hidden in darkness. V'acha chipus u'bedika shebechol ha'shabes bosel ha'rofel asher shomer elokim. And like Moshe Rabbeinu, after all the hachanas of his life and after all that he went through, it finally came to that moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life when he went up to Har Sinai and he entered into the darkness. And that's what it's like, and that's a kavanah that a person could have and should have. When it comes time to Shalosh Sudas, that he's able to come into that place of Asher Shamu Elokim, where Hashem dwells, in that darkness that surrounds Hashem, but only because now he's reached a higher level of light, and he's gone through the entire Shabbos, is he able to enter into the Choshech of Hashem, the mystery of Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mika'amcha Yisrael Ve'Echad Ba'aretz. And entering into that mystery of the highest Ratzon, the person confronts the Arofel, the darkness of the heights of Har Sinai. Hashem mistater b'choshech. V'achachipus b'dikas b'chol Shabbos b'osel arach l'sham ha'lokim b'kashtum l'tzos e'esh ahava nafshacha. You have sought and you have found that which is the love of your soul. Miskarevis hi elov v'nimeses b'kdushosai. As you draw near, you melt in its kedusha. Kol ha'cheder molei mipamal yishal mala. The entire room that you're sitting in is filled with the malachim, with the pamal yishal mala, with all the highest malachim. Vata deichek es atzmacha derech kol pamal yakadosha al kodesh kadosha. And you push yourself through all of these angels to go into the kodesh kadosha, to the Holy of Holies. Mishtakekes nashecha likanes lifnai v'lifnim. Your soul is longing to enter lifnai v'lifnim, all the way in. V'lo v'lamakam es Hashem ha'elokim. To come to that place where Hashem is, achastiv le'apena. To hold on and not let go. Lu yadata ki sishore kein tamid. If you knew that you'd be able to remain in this state forever, then your soul would rejoice with the greatest joy. But of course, while you're in that place, while you're experiencing a little bit of Har Sinai, and you're sitting in the darkness, Asher Shama Elokim, surrounded by the darkness of Hashem's presence, which is beyond our comprehension, which is the Kel Mitzdat, the Bishaf Rechavyan. While you're sitting there, you're reminded that in another moment or two, the lights are going to go on. V'shuv tipol l'maysachal. And once again, you're going to fall into the week, to the 6 days of the week. V'nafshecha marala. And your soul is embittered. Eich tipol min cheshach shemayim arpalei tayar. How's it possible to fall from that mysterious darkness of heaven, of total pureness, l'chayshach Mitzrayim, back into the darkness of this world, l'chayshach Mitzrayim? It's just the opposite kind of chayshach. Is chayshach v'is chayshach? It's the chayshach where you don't sense Hashem. It's the darkness of this world as opposed to the chayshach when the world is darkened. See, shalashud is the world is dark and you feel Hashem's presence. And then you come to the 6 days of the week when you can no longer sense in that way, that intense way, Hashem's presence. And you're in the Cheshach of Mitzrayim, the darkness of Mitzrayim, which is the Cheshkes HaTzaris, the darkness of Tzaris. Tzaris HaGuf VaNefesh Gam Yachad. The Tzaris of the Guf and the Nefesh, of the body and the soul. Tirad V'Sisragesh. This causes you to tremble and to be filled with emotion. That feeling of going from Shabbos into Chol. I remember when we were growing up, so there was always this thing to try to get like an early minyan to get out, fast from shul. And I remember as a little kid, my father telling me, I was sitting there with a friend of mine, and my father was telling us how. What it was like in Europe, and after Shabbos, and how they felt Shalashudas, and for the most part there was such unbelievable poverty, and the tzaras of what life was like in the 6 days of the week. So my father was saying, well, we never ever rushed from Shabbos. There was no such thing. Nobody in his right mind would rush from Shabbos. Even the simplest person. So they used to sit so much later and longer. They used to want to sit to hold on a little bit more to Shabbos. So my father said that when Shabbos was over, it was the worst. When Shabbos was over, the difficulties of just managing. I'm not talking about when things got bad. I'm talking about before things got bad. Just to be able to hold on. And the first Shabbos, the Malchus of Shabbos, just to see that his mother, my father would say the mother had the Shabbos dress. It wasn't a selection; it was the Shabbos dress. But the way that he said my mother looked mamish like a queen Shabbos. like a queen. She had everything as special, and she had white things, and it was Shabbos, and the way that my father, the way that, you know, that my grandfather, that there was such hard work and broken from hard work and poverty. But when it came to Shabbos, in the macholim of Shabbos, my father said, what was the meat during the week? What was the hasaga of having meat during the week? What was to have? He said, they were already a little bit in a better class than the real impoverished Jews. So my father said, sometimes they had chicken once during the week, a little piece of chicken. During the week, that was like a special thing. But on Shabbos, the macholim of Shabbos, the food of Shabbos, not like now we're all worried about overindulging, right? We're worried there's too much. And so the feeling of Malchus, when it would come to Shabbos and wanting to hold on to Shabbos a little bit more, a little bit longer. My father remembers how they would sit and sing different stories of tzaddikim, and it was late into the night, and not to let go of Shabbos. It's hard for us to relate to this, but when the Rebbe is speaking here of the Choshech and Mitzrayim, Cheshkas Hatzaris, there's unfortunately still no lack of tzaris, but we delude ourselves into thinking that, listen, even though there are many, many problems in the world and in the 6 days of the week, there are many, many problems, but there's always the pizza shop, Matzah Shabbos. You know, there's always some way to relieve the soul of the burden of the 6 days of the week. Cheshkas Hatzaris, Tzaris HaGuf, HaNefesh Gam Yachad. Tirid v'tzisrake, sh'shtein atam argish atam. So it's a very, very difficult time. On the one hand, it's the most elevated time of Shabbos, and the person is in this place of the choshech of Hashem, that darkness where all physical life is like suspended, and he's on Har Sinai. But at the same moment, he's already anticipating the darkness, the plain darkness of the 6 days of the week. Of the Tzaras HaGuf HaNefesh. Ketz HaYomim v'Ketz HaYomim Roim Kitzai Shel HaKedusha v'Ketz Nimichius Shel HaChol. You feel at the same time the highest, highest, most extreme level. Ketz HaYomim, Ketz HaYomim, like a little bit of taste of Mashiach you're feeling. Roim Kitzai Shel HaKedusha, the highest level of Kedusha. And at the same time, v'Ketz Nimichius Shel HaChol, the most extreme. You already feel, you could already sense the most extreme nimichius, the lowness of chol, of the 6 days of the week. Hatrei gavne shel chashuch and nevokim apta b'chol b'shol d'sudas. The two colors, the two types of darkness are wrestling within you during the time of shol d'sudas. The two types of darkness. The darkness at the height of Har Sinai, the darkness of Hashem, which means there's so much light. There's so much light that everything that was important to you and everything you thought was so great is suddenly so silly and so empty as you sit in the darkness of Shalda Sudas and Hashem's darkness in the mystery of Ato Echad. And at the same time, you can already feel the silly darkness of the very, very same Narishkeit that you're rising over, that you finally have come to the highest place at the highest time of Shabbos, and you could already feel what's going to be after Shabbos. And you know, it's the Nisyanis of Matzah Shabbos are the greatest Nisyanis. And even a Jew who's able to sit and learn and put in a few hours of learning during the week on Matzah Shabbos, he feels that he's a Ben Chayrin on Matzah Shabbos. It's such an odd thing how we live that way, to go from the highest, highest place. And it could be nothing should ever go wrong in anybody's life. It could be that some of the lowest aveiros take place davke Matzah Shabbos, davke after Shabbos. If the person comes to that highest place, to be thrown down to the lowest place, to fall down to the lowest place, it's not uncommon. And he says during Shal Hashudas, these two shades of darkness are wrestling within him. The darkness of being at the top, being in that world of Kel Mistate B'Shafer Chevyon, the mystery of Hashem, and the descent into the darkness of the 6 days of the week. Moshe Ben Melech. This can be compared to a prince. Shenigzer alav l'archikam hel aviv. There's a gezeira that's been decreed upon the prince that he has to go away from his father, from the king. U'la'ashlichay al beis ha'sayhar. And he's being thrown into prison. Oz berega ha'achreina kodim shenifrad me'aviv. That last moment, that last second, before he is separated from his father, from the king, mekarvu as atzma yosel aviv. That last second, he's the closest to the king. Doichek u'miskarev, he pushes to try to be another second near the king, but closer than he was before, when he feels the desperation of how in a moment it's going to end, and he's going to be thrown into jail, and he's going to be far, far away from the king, from his father. So in those last moments when he's able to be with the king, he suddenly feels the desperation of being closer. You know, that whole horrible scene in the airports, you know, with the parents and children being separated and loved ones. Oh, those are voluntary things, hopefully, where people are going away to learn, or they're going on vacation, and families are being separated. But the need to linger and to remain a moment closer. There were two times actually growing up that my mother came up to the airplane, and I don't know if that ever happened in the history of the security of customs in the United States, with the exception of Mrs. Weinberger, that she was able to. She made up a story that there was some special thing that she had to take, that her son, that was, I don't know, even though she just got up to the plane, and she called, like on the school bus, you know, and you know, my mom just came onto the plane, and I was leaving Eretz Yisrael. My mom was up there, and she had to be physically escorted, you know, mumbling anti-Semitic the whole way down. And you know, those scenes in the airport. So you have all the time in the world. You have 18 years to be near each other, right? You have 18 years, you have 19 years, it's all the time in the world. But then that last second when you know that there's going to be, and you're close, but the last second when there's going to be a separation, when you're going to be apart, it's like the Bnei Soska and all the tzaddikim say, you know, the inyan of chayv adam lifkad es ishto, that when a person is going away, when there's the husband and wife are going to be separated, there's a special intimacy before. There's a special intimacy before, because the same way that the kruvim were holding each other at the time of the Churban, as you know, the Sfar Magadashim say, that they saw when the Beis HaMikdash was on fire, the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, that the kruvim were not just facing each other, the kruvim were ma'urim zim, so they were mamish embracing each other, the kruvim in Beis HaMikdash. Which is an odd thing, as the Bnei Sosra and other tzaddikim ask. It's strange, you would think it would be just the opposite, since we know that the kruvim were the measure of the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, and you know that when we weren't doing the Ratzon Hashem, they would turn away from each other, and when we were doing the Ratzon Hashem, they would turn towards each other. So here was the lowest moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. And not only were the kruvim not turned away, but the kruvim were mamish embracing each other. And the tzaddikim say it's a bechina of chayv adam lifka d'se ishtay. It's a bechina of, there's going to be a galus now, there's going to be a long journey, they're going to be apart, they're going to be away from each other, and there's a desperate embrace, there's a desperate hug, that last moment, a feeling of an unbelievable need to have one more moment of closeness. And the intensity of that moment is greater than any other time. So the prince is about to be thrown into jail, to be taken away from his father. So, as berega ha'chareinu kaidim shenifrat mi'aviv, mekarvu es atz mi'yesel aviv. So that's the time of the greatest closeness to his father. And doichik miskarv, oiches u'mechabik, he holds on and hugs. Mis'anig miskageya, it's such an odd time of tanugim, of having that great, unbelievable pleasure, of having that delight of closeness, but at the same time, even while you're with the person, while you're with Hashem Yisbarach, to be misgageya, to already miss and to be longing for. There's that desperation. you have Jews that have ever described to you, whoever can talk about it, what it was like, what it meant, I mean, it's something which we can't be masig. When children were taken away from their mothers by the Holocaust, where children were taken away from their mothers and the mothers holding on and the children, and they're taking them away, and the mother knows that that's going to be the last hug. We have no saga of that, of what that means. Umitoich tanuga means the highest closeness, but that same moment of closeness is filled. Umitoich tanuga upachta. It has at the same time a tremendous oinig, a tanug, a delight, because there's such closeness and the hearts are so totally bound one with the other. But at the same moment, there's a terrible fear. Umitoich tanuga upachta. So ekes hanefesh mimamake. The soul screams out from the depths. Gam ki eluch begeitz al movis. We already sense the separation, and we already are talking about the gates al movis that's going to be coming up. Gam ki eluch begeitz al movis. And we say from the depths that even though we're going to have to walk, in other words, we're coming to the Sheshes Yimei Hamaisa, we're coming to the 6 days of the week. And Gam Kiel gets some obviously Ira Raki Ati Imadi, to try to hold on. And to say, I won't be afraid, Kiati Imadi. Like the mother telling the child, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Right? When they're holding each other that last second and the child's being pulled away and they're pulling and the mother screams out, don't be afraid. It's the Shekhinah is telling each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has his chaskas of Gam Ki Eilach. Mislo Ibera Ki Ati Imadi. Hayadayim Kimat Rayadais Umachapsais. The hands, you could almost feel the hands shaking and searching and reaching out. Ati Imadi. You are with me, you are with me. Like being pulled apart. You are with me. Ati Imadi. A person to think about these things. Ati imadi, achastiv lo arpenu. I can't let go of you. Ati imadi. Histakel v'hizbayne. Look and think about this. Ki kol ze oiva gam benafshecha. So, as we're learning all of this in the Rebbe's description of Shalashudas, so. Of course, we're thinking that this is something that we've never ever experienced. We don't know what he's talking about. You know, we don't know what he's talking about. It's nice, you know, pass the herring or the tuna fish and sing a niggin or something. To have a hasaga of what it means. But he says, you need to, obviously, to be mizbainin. Because he calls it oiva gam benafshecha. All of this is happening to your soul. He calls it over gam benafshecha. It's taking place within your soul. Rak ata lo yizbananta v'lo yadata. Lo yizbananta v'lo yadata. You just don't know it because you haven't paid attention to this. You haven't looked for it. You haven't been mizbanin, and therefore you don't know that this is what is going on inside of you. You don't know that this is what's going on inside. Is it possible that I mean, if you are mizbanin, he says it's not possible that this matzav ruach that you have shouldn't leave an imprint, a rishima, upon the entire week. It's not possible that it shouldn't affect the entire week. Bayer Chaim Shachter Shrecha Shemen Sosen Mechaverecha. That Rabbi Shimon was called in the Zohar Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon is called Shabbos. At Bechina of Shabbos. We're learning with a couple of Chaverim yesterday during the day. A Torah from Rav Kook Zecher Tzadik Levracha in the Ein Ayo over there on Shabbos Lamed Gimel. The Gemara, of course, everybody knows the story. After they went back to the cave, after Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar went back to the cave for that last year. So when they came out from the cave, once again Rabbi Elazar was looking at the world in that way of dinim, of unbelievable dinim. And once again the world, he was beginning to set the world on fire with his eyes. And the Gemara says that wherever Rabbi Elazar looked with those eyes, those fiery eyes, Rabbi Shimon looked and brought refuah, brought a healing and a cure. And then you know what happened. Ahu Saba. There was an old man, the old man, Ahu Saba. And it was Ben Ashmoshes. And he was running Ben Ashmoshes with the Treva Daniasa, holding on to two Hadassim. It was Ben Ashmoshes Erev Shabbos. Mali Panya Shabsa, the Gemara says. It was that time that it wasn't Friday and it wasn't Shabbos. That amazing, amazing time. That's when Friday and Shabbos, when Chol, when the lowest and the highest of the high are crossing, are intersecting. And they asked him, what's he doing with these hadassims, the covered Shabbos, why do you need two? Chaykeneged Zohar v'chaykeneged Shomer. One is for Zohar Yom HaShabbos, one is for Shomer Yom HaShabbos. And Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Elazar, Reikama Chavivim Mitzvah Yisrael. Look how precious Mitzvahs are to the Jewish people. Siyat V'daita means they had Yishuv Hadass. Their minds were at rest. Their hearts were at rest. Reikama Chavivim Mitzvah Yisrael. So if Cook talks about this, he explains, it's the Inyan, Davke Ben Ashmoshes, Davke at that time. And this is something which is Shalosh Hudos Erev Shabbos, this time of Ben Ashmoshes, an amazing time of between. So we understand that what Rabbi Elazar couldn't stand, and what happened the first time he left the cave, also Rabbi Shimon, after spending all those years, mamish, every single second at the highest kedusha. When they came and they saw the 6 days of the week, because Rabbi Shimon is Shabbos, and they lived every minute was Shabbos that they were living those years, every minute. And when they came back to the world, when they looked at the world from the perspective of the heights of Har Sinai, from the highest place, from being completely Shabbos. When they looked at the world, so the world seemed so sick and so ugly and so silly, and they saw people, Zarim v'Chareshim, planting and plowing, and Tarim Atahela, what is this? How could this be? And the first time they came out, the two of them were burning the entire world, so Hashem Yisbaruch had to say, Chizru l'maraschem, what do you think? You think I let you leave the cave so that you should destroy my world, go back to the cave? And then a year later when they came out, Rabbi Elazar continued to burn the world. But now Rabbi Shimon came to the highest place. It's a place that Bechla were not masi. And Rabbi Shimon brought a healing wherever he looked. And he said, Kama chaviv and mitzvah say Yisrael. How precious mitzvahs are to the Jewish people. And now all the guys that were out there in the field, you know, like in their undershirts, Natalis cottons blowing in the wind. When they saw Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they said, oh my goodness, here they are again. Let's get out of here. And the fields start to go on fire because Rabbi Elazar's eyes are catching up with them and they're running for their lives. And Rabbi Shimon looks at the fields and everything begins to grow more beautifully. And he looks at these Jews and they feel good about themselves and he heals everything he looks at. What changed? What happened? So if Cook says that there are two bechinas of Shabbos. There are two bechinas. There's that aspect of Shabbos, that Shabbos itself, and you can reach the highest madrigas on Shabbos. And the kedusha of Shabbos is unbelievable. That comes from Shemayim, such a kedusha. That's one bechina of Shabbos. The second bechina of Shabbos is that Shabbos has the ability to give the 6 days of the week Kedusha, to leave an imprint on the 6 days of the week, to lift you up during the 6 days of the week when you just remember Zocher Eskra Kimidei Dabri Bayim, when you think of Shabbos and you remember Shabbos and you tap into that koyach of Shabbos that you have. It could be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, whatever it is. It could lift you up. And where did Rabbi Shimon, what was the siman that this was being revealed and how Rabbi Shimon showed it to Rabbi Elazar? Ahu Saba, there was an old man. He says, an old man, what does it mean? An old man means a person who has one foot in this world and one foot in the next world. And the way it is generally, as a person ages, when he gets old, so he slows down. Because he's already fed up with the world. And all of us have heard old people saying that I've had enough, I want to leave the world, I can't stand it anymore, it's enough. So then they come out with all kinds of things like, you know, modern maturity. And all kinds of magazines and special programs. And then they send the Chevra Kadisha, the 12th hole, to pick up this guy, you know, who died in the middle of his golf game. And they scrape him off the, you know, off the golf course. Nebuch. And people slow down because their lives become less meaningful. Ahu Saba, that was an old man who was approaching the next world, one foot in, one foot out. And he was running. Running means, Rav Kook says, that there's a hashpah, something otherworldly, that's giving this old man some koyach beyond this world. And when is he running? Bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes means that a Jew can live in such a way where it's not, where it's never ever pure chol and pure kaidish. You see, Rav Elazar was living in a place where, when they in the cave, everything was, it was pure kedusha. And to Rebbe Elazar, the tachlis was that a Jew, like his father said, the highest madrig in the Gemara, that the highest in the Gemara in Shabbos, the highest madrig is Malachta Nasa Sayyidah Chayim, not like Rabbi Yishmael. Not Torah B'derech Eretz. The sheet of Rabbi Shimon is not Torah B'derech Eretz. Was not going to work. The sheet of Rabbi Shimon in Shas is Kulei Kodesh. Is Malachta Nasa Sayyidah Chayim. Others will do our work. And a Jew sits day and night, just in Torah, just in Avodah. And when Rabbi Elazar came out from that place of Shabbos, from that place in the cave, of the highest level, all the Zohar Kodesh was being formulated during that time, the dichotomy between that highest level of Kedusha that was experienced in the cave, it's the highest Shabbos, and what he perceived to be the emptiness of physical life was so powerful that he couldn't bear it. And he didn't want to destroy the world, but he was Moira Dinim because he saw the world in such, and he saw the world as being so horrible and disgusting and filthy and empty. So when you look at the world in such a way, wherever you look, you destroy with your negativity, with the Dinim that you awaken by looking at something and seeing there's nothing in it. And Rabbi Shimon saw things differently. Rabbi Shimon came from Shabbos, from that highest Madrega, filled with a Ratzon to see how this physical world itself is filled with unbelievable mysteries. How the physical world itself has in it the Kedusha of Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Elazar's Shabbos was a Shabbos while it was Shabbosdik, Rabbi Shimon says that there's an experience of Shabbos beyond Shabbos. And when you look at that simple Jew that's out there in the field, planting, plowing in the field, and he looks to you like he's an empty vessel and there's nothing, he's just a vachadik mensch. Rabbi Shimon said it's not true. He himself, that Jew out there in the field, is tzibrachim, because all he wants to do, and the reason that he's in the filth and the schmutz of the field, of the dirt, and he's creeping around doing things in the field, is because he just wants to be able to pay for yeshiva. He wants to be able to give tzedakah. He wants to be able to mekayim mitzvahs, to make brachas, and to live. And the Baruch Shalom threw us into the world. And the koyach of Shabbos, Rav Kook says, is able to permeate and to live with a person during the 6 days of the week, to have a hergish of the Kedusha of Shabbos. So Ahu Saba is an old man, which means that when you look at a person, you think he's entirely in this world. An old man means that he's part this world, part next world. And he's running, like Rav Hutner says in Pachad Yitzchak, the Inyan of, from the, he explains the Maharal, that the Inyan of Zrizus, that Jews are always in a hurry, Kiyadua, is because we're trying desperately to break out of this of the limitation of a physical world that's stuck in time. And the rushing of Erev Shabbos and the rushing of Ben Hashemashes. And he's holding two hadassim. And Rav Kook says, we know that hadass, like the Gemara says, is davish on the Shama Tliyaba. The ability to smell. Which the Gemara says that the Neshama is Nehenes Mimana. Right? Other brachas, you eat something, you put it in your mouth, the body has to enjoy. The Bichas HaNenen, it's a Hanah that the body has. But Reach, smelling something, which is the softest, most gentle, is so spiritual. It's the Inyan of having Hadassim Leil Shabbos Friday night, which is a minig by many tzaddikim. Svadim is singing Bar Yochai every Friday night, you know them. So what's the Inyan of the old man holding the Hadassim? That the world, if you smell it carefully, you'll see that it doesn't stink. Rebbe Loza smelled the stench of the world, and Rebbe Shimon, who was the highest, Rebbe Shimon was Shabbos itself, where Shabbos leaves an imprint, where the world of the Neshama leaves an imprint on the world of the Guf, leaves an imprint, leaves a Roshim on the 6 days of the week. So Rebbe Shimon was able to smell the sweetness even in the 6 days of the week. The Roshim of the Kedusha of Shabbos was left. It was so powerful. So the old man is running Ben Hashemoshes and he's holding two Hadassim. And they ask, why two? So he says the Kovet Shabbos. Why two? Chad Keneged Zohar v'chad Keneged Shomer. So Rav Kook says, Chad Keneged Zohar means it's not enough just the Shomer, it's not enough just experiencing the heights of Shabbos and going up to Har Sinai and Shabbos, the Shmira, the Shomer. Chad Keneged Zohar means that the Baruch Shalom wants us to remember Shabbos during the 6 days of the week. But if you remember Shabbos during the 6 days of the week, then that could lift you up above the world, even during the 6 days of the week. And even when you're out there planting and plowing, your life takes on deeper meaning when it's connected to Shabbos. When there's a roshim of Shabbos that infiltrates into the 6 days of the week. And that was Rabbi Shimon on the highest madrega of Rabbi Shimon. Where the world is not disgusting, the world is not ugly, the world is not empty of Hashem. And neither is any Jew empty of Hashem. And then Rabbi Shimon began, he went to be Matahir Tveria, Kidua, to purify Tveria. And he went and he began to teach the secrets of Torah, and he was given Rishus from above to begin to teach that what? That the world is filled with mystery. That every single thing in the world has in it a taste of Shabbos. Everything in the world has a reyach, a smell of Shabbos. So what the Rebbe is saying here, V'ahim ev she'shamatze ruach kezeliya she'rishima akol ha'shavua. He said, it's not possible that if you would be mizbainin, if you would look deeply into what your soul is experiencing during Shalos Sudas, you could come out from Shabbos with Rabbi Loza's way of looking at things. And then you ma'ir adinim all around you, there are dinim all around. If you come out from Shabbos with Rabbi Loza's eyes, then everything is dinim, God forbid. And then you see that takana, there's service and problems and so on. If you're able to come out from Shabbos from that time in the place, in the cave of Rabbi Shimon, if you're able to come out afterwards with Rabbi Shimon's eyes, Kama Chaviv and Mitzvah Say Yisrael, then the 6 days of the week are a different 6 days. And a person is able to see good in other people, good in himself, and he's able to find meaning and importance in things of this world. It leaves a Rishima for the entire week. But if you don't think of anything, if attack is just past the tuna fish, but that's all it is. Or as many other places do, that they just distract the person by having, as I said last time, by having, you know, the the scholar in residence give his give another speech during the time. And to use that time, even though it's brought down the Sram, it's brought down the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch, that it's not a time for Medrash, it's not a time for sitting and setting up a time for learning. I don't even understand. It's Mamash brought down in the Paiskim that it's not a time for that. It's a time for Yidden to sit together. It's a time for Dveikus. But if you're not thinking about anything, from Tachshav, or maybe you're thinking a little bit of but you don't fill your mind with tziyurim, with strong images, the kind that the Rebbe is giving examples of. You don't fill your mind with strong, strong images, clear images. If you're not mizbainim, have a saga what it must have been like to sit by the Baal Shem Tov Shal Shuv, this to sit by Kedushas Levi Shal Shuv of our saga. I saw in the Sefer the other day that the Tzaddik of Shalom Kaminka came to Devei Chaim for Shabbos. He's about Devei Chaim Shal Shuv. The Devei Chaim was mechabed him by Shal Shuv. They should say Torah. And what was there in Sanz, and how many Sadiqim and Ga'inim were sitting around the Sanz's table? The biggest Ga'inim in Poland were there. See, as Mechab, Epshalom Kamik was a Merdeka Bal Madregis, a huge, huge Talmud Chacham. And he was with great Yedidis were Epshalom Belzer and him, and they were very, very big Yedidim. These were from the closest to the Devei Chaim. And they're sitting around the Devei Chaim Shal Shudas, and the Devei Chaim was mechabed him to say some Torah. And Reb Shalom said that he can't. And Devei Chaim says, why not? So he said, I mamish don't know anything. I have complete empty. I have my head, my mind is, my heart is totally empty. And the Devei Chaim left and said, Azoi? And he looked at him, the Devei Chaim looked at him. And all of a sudden, Avshalom Kamika, his eyes met with the Devei Chaim. Avshalom Kamika put his head back, and he said Torah for the next 7 hours. He said Torah that there wasn't any Torah like that they ever heard, anybody ever heard in their lives such Torah. From Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's look, in the levush of the tzaddik of the generation, the Devei Chaim. What a Jew has inside of him, we're not mastering what a person has inside. All the Torahs that we have inside, and all the kedusha that we have inside. So he says that Avachm Taksha Vale Somalias Mashavtacha Tsiyurim Vesmaris Gilgule Hanefesh Le Saitsi, and you don't draw out these visions of the soul. And you don't picture and use these images and siurim to actually think. Then that spark and that little thought that you have of something special that's happening during Shal Shuvus will quickly be extinguished and quickly disappear. And not only that, but it won't make a tremendous reishim either. Gam b'shaitem loyasu reishim gadol does make a tremendous reishim. It won't keep you for the 6 days of the week. It won't help you. Mikol shekein shachereim loyashirim u'uma. Nothing will be left afterwards. Nothing will be left. You can go Matzah Shabbos to the lowest grabs of it. Nothing will be left. And there's such a Yitzhahara that Moshe Shabbos should be so different from Shabbos. I believe Ma'asecha b'nefesh tiyana, but if your Shalashud is b'nefesh, is with the soul, v'es machshavtecha techazek, and you strengthen your machshavos, you try to strengthen your, your, the thoughts of Kedusha during the Nagunim, during Sosulis, and to close your eyes and to try to be Mitzayim, Achshavas Kedoshis. As Afim Betchila, Loyalachot Seir Mishleimim Kain Seir Hazesh, Yitzayim Lecha, that even though in the beginning you might not be able to come up with clear images, the type that we presented here, Mikomakom Kit Eit Seirim Yalalacha, there'll be little pieces, bits and pieces, of tziyurim that you'll be able to have slowly over time to build that up, that over time that you'll be able, like the Rebbe is going to explain much more, that you'll be able to tap into those special thoughts during Shalashudas, and then you'll have the Rishima of Shabbos, and when you enter, even though it's scary, even though it's hard, but when you enter into the 6 days of the week, it'll be with the Kedusha of Shabbos.